News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, and good morning and happy new year. It is January the 2nd, 2014, 7:06 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm here with Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Hey, good morning and happy new year to everyone out there in the North State.
You're okay.
Okay.
We're
getting started up here.
Well, microphones have been switched around. Okay, wait a minute. We're switching microphones. And, oh, here we go.
Okay. Good morning again.
Okay, go.
Oh, all right. Okay. So we're playing microphones here this morning. Guys, have brand new year. We're going to have a great time this morning. We're going to solve all the problems of last year and set out a whole new stream of things for this coming year.
You know, we've been gone for a day. And so when you're gone for a day, things change. And we had changed over one of the microphones, and instead of just turning it on, just leaving it on, we immediately panicked and had to change everything back. So
okay.
We're okay, though. We're okay.
Right, we're
now. What's the weather look like for today?
Well, the weather looks like it's 35 degrees right now, mostly sunny with a high near 70, north wind around 5 miles per hour. We're going to be partly cloudy with a low around 42 tonight, mostly sunny with a high near 70 on Friday, and looks like it's going to hold through the weekend in the right around 70.
You know, this is terrible. I mean, you know what?
70
degrees.
This is January.
I know. You know, even when you read it, you know, you're over here looking at me going, is this right?
Exactly. And they're, you know, giving us a little tease for rain, maybe Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. But we really absolutely need some rainfall, some moisture up in the North State and throughout the state of California. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our friends are warm friends. Their number's 365-3793. They're locally owned and operated, and they do give senior and veterans discounts.
Okay. All right. Hey, look, let's start off our year with Kathy Lathrop Cummings, our Wells Fargo advisors for our Market Minute. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Markets are negative this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 110 points at 16,465. The S&P 500 is down 9 at 1838, and the NASDAQ is down 35 at 4141. Active stocks this morning include Plug Power up 41 cents at $1.96, and Bank of America up 35 cents at $15.91. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 38 cents at $27.99. and Pepsi down 52 cents at $82.42. In the bond market, we are finding higher prices this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury bond yield to 3.93%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down $1.55 at $96.87. Gold is up $22.70 at $1,225 even. And silver is up 73 cents at $20.10. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday. We had them on Monday through Friday last year. We're going to have Monday through Friday this year at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR 1460. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. As you can tell, they're up on everything that's happening on the market, and that's really important when you think about it. You know, here's a year to be able to make your investments. This is going to be a great year for everybody. Maybe we've turned the corner. And, you know, on personal and, you know, in our business line, of course, government will still be a burden
government
on our
is.
Back. Yeah, government will still be government. But I think this can be a good year for everybody.
Well, you know, if you look at the market and all the predictions and certainly they do a lot of summary work and reports this time of year, and everybody's predicting that this, of course, last year was high in the market, higher than it's been ever. We're high, I don't know what it is, up over 16.
Yeah, it's a new record.
Again. Yeah, new record. And they say that, you know, it's going to get nothing but better. So I'm hoping that that's accurate. Every once in a while, though, you do get the little notice that, oh, the earth is falling. You need to buy gold and silver or whatever. I'm always hoping that isn't too accurate.
Well, you know, it's going to be interesting. Anyway, but what's going to be interesting is here's our first commercial of the new year, and we're going to run those, and then we're going to come back and talk about, a few things. You know, did you watch the Rose Bowl Parade? You said you did.
No, I didn't.
It's caused a great deal of consternation, and we're going to talk about that. We'll talk about midterm elections and raising car tax. Raising the registration rate. Record Searchlight thinks it's a good idea, and we'll talk about that. But the big thing, you know, I think is, and then in our own closer to home headlines about sexually transmitted diseases, I'm just not sure this is something that you know, maybe, you know, what, headline material? We'll talk about all that when we get back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Linda's getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. We'll be right back after these messages.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music, need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774, behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Here's something to think about this holiday season. Adamson's Peak Performance, home of the best training around, now has memberships. We've moved to a huge new location and taken with us that same clean, safe, and non-threatening atmosphere. Now you can choose to work out by yourself or in a group, and when you're done, saunter into the executive locker rooms and enjoy a sauna. How would you like to be a member of the most unique training center in Reading? You can, at very affordable rates for individuals, couples, and families. Just come see us at 3050 C Street and make sure to tell us that Carl and Linda Bott sent you.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, my good buddies here. You know, I'm really glad you're here.
Oh, I'm excited to be here. I love Thursday mornings, and it's just fun to come in and talk about things.
Hey, you know what? Bad Bob. I know you were off for a week, and I know part of it had to do with that work release program, but the rest of the time, the, I know you're up visiting. How was it? Did you have a good time? Did you, was it good to get away for a little while?
Yeah, it was good to see, up there in Siskiyou County, the beauty of the area. Not, it's kind of frightening. Not enough snow on Shasta. Not enough snow anywhere. So
well, we were up right past, we were up past you up there. We were up in, up toward Tennant, you know, up past Weed. There is absolutely no snow. We spend New Year's Eve with some very good friends.
You should not be able to, in the Scott Valley this time of year, walk around in your shirt sleeves.
It's shirt sleeves, and not only shirt sleeves, but it was like for all day long. And, you know, and where we usually go snowmobiling on New Year's Day up there in Deer Creek area.
Rock bouncing.
It was, you know what, you know, ATVing. Went ATV for a while, you know. You know, you could have waded the creek. That's how warm it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went out shooting in just shirt sleeves. Anyway, what'd you do? What'd you do, Trish?
New Year's Eve, I stayed home. Safe and sound. Champagne and fresh orange juice and a little gin rummy. It was kind of a fun evening. And yesterday, I went out shooting too. I think it's important for those of us who have the concealed weapons permits or what have you that you get out and be familiar with your weapons. So, went out and shot up a little ammunition and had a little good time. Probably scary, a whole bunch of women out with guns. One guy drove by to check it out and didn't come very close. I wondered what he was thinking.
Women with guns. Well, you know, we were out shooting, not an official trap course, but Mike has these, can throw the clay pigeons out mm-hmm. there, and Bert and, Larry and, Mike and I are out, and Linda takes that little 28 gauge and she's just deadly with it. And, then we were shooting the pistols too, just to, you know, and we realized that, may have to shoot those pistols more, you know, cause there was some of the targets were still left when we
exactly.
finished.
Exactly.
I think it was frankly we were shooting from too far away, you know, you should be close enough to like punch it and then shoot. So. Anyway,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other things going on. Anyway, Happy New Year to everybody out there. Sonny and Angel and Twain and everybody out there that's in the chat room. Happy New Year to you all. And I hope everybody had a nice New Year's. And I hope everybody feels like this year is going to be better. A lot of people thought that 2013 sucked.
I thought 2013 was a good year. I mean, you have to discount all of the stuff that happens with government and all of those things and get that out of your personal life. And, you know, I think at the end of the year is a good time, at the beginning of the year, it's a good time to kind of reevaluate what's really important in your life. And I, for one, say that, you know, I have a good life. I have, you know, wonderful friends. We live in a beautiful area. I have a great support system. There's a whole lot more to be thankful for and to be happy about and good than there is bad.
You know, I absolutely agree. You know, that 2013 was good. And, KCNR continued to grow. We still have, you know, we have great people here. We're getting ready to start this year. You know, as you know, Mike Huckabee quit the radio work, but that's okay because Agenda 21 expanded to 3 hours. So they're going to start today at 9 o'clock. And starting next week, we have another new show, another local show, the only prime time drive show, live show in the whole area. Dan Fagan comes in. He moved here from Alaska. From Louisiana. He was in Alaska first, number one in talk show ratings up there. He's a great guy. He's conservative, but he's not he's a middle of the road kind of guy. That leans to the right, you might say. Good guy, and he's going to be with us, and we're going to keep.
And what time is
he'll be on from 3 to 6 every day, and we're moving Dennis back those 3 hours, Hitchcock, and then Henry moves to the middle of the morning. We're at midnight. Everything else. So we're going to have local talent from 6 a.m. till noon and again from 3 to 6. I think it's big is that, you know what? It is huge. And, you know, frankly, a lot of people are tired of the talking heads that, you know, it's the same people all the time. And do they ever change their thoughts? I mean, have you ever heard them change their thoughts? No. I mean, and whatever one big guy says, everybody else is parroting.
That's probably true. And I think it starts to sound, although I have, you know, certain of them that I like to listen to, but I don't want to listen to them the whole time. When you've got the local input and the local
we like
kind
to think
of opinion about things that are going on,
news,
yeah, I like it.
National news, local views. That's what we push. National news and local views. And then that way everybody gets a chance to talk about it and to say, hey, this is, this is what I think about. I mean, you know, how many times are they going to talk about the problems in Northern California in the sense of from Sacramento? I mean, yes, we're talking in the state of Jefferson. We had three shows in the state of Jefferson toward the end of the year and did that because we have these young people. I mean, young people, 20s, 30s that are they're definitely concerned about their future. That's why they've jumped into this, change the way we were represented here. You know, change it back to where we have at least a say in what's going on.
If they don't pay attention and see, take a part in what's going to happen in their future, then they're doomed to just be sucked
up like
in.
Us.
The problem, and there's so much that's happening with the way things are changing. Certainly Obamacare is the tip of the iceberg with that, but it gives you an indication of this model that we're slowly slipping into. You know, right now, if you, let's just say, you go out and you buy a car, regardless of what your income bracket is, that car costs the same. That's called the enterprise system. You know, that's how we operate. It's a price for an object and everybody pays it. Depending upon what you earn, maybe you can't buy the same kind of car. But that's just how America has worked and thrived for years and years. Well, we're now slipping into this whole thing and it starts with Obamacare and the cost of health insurance. Because now if you make $10,000 a year, you can buy an insurance policy for $1 a month. If you make $100,000 a year, that same policy, same coverage,
same
health insurance, is going to cost you $500 a month or $1,000 a month.
Right.
What's wrong with that picture?
Well, there is
same
there is
health
something
insurance
wrong. Because here's the thing is who gets paid. The insurance company gets paid the same amount.
That's exactly right.
So not only are you paying for the health insurance once, you're paying for it twice.
You're paying for everybody else.
That's right.
And this is slipping into other things.
And let's talk about that when we get back. We got to take a quick break. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Let's talk about, you know, give us a call. What do you think is going to be good about 2014? Or maybe what do you think is going to continue that's not so good in 2014? We'll be right back. Remember, it's national news with local views.
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Dan Fagan.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Beginning in January, you can hear the Dan Fagan Show live right here on KCNR AM 1460. The show is compelling, entertaining, and sometimes we are accidentally funny.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you?
We're the only locally broadcast afternoon talk show. Join us.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health, because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, our friends there. It's 35 degrees out there, so go on down and get that coffee. Yes, it's going to be 70 degrees today, so go on then and get that cold ice, that iced tea and the iced coffee then later on today. Then walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. And let me tell you, they're starting off this year just on fire down there. Of course, veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, and Tobacco and Brew is there to support the community. And they do support the community in about 1,000 different ways, including a community room where they let our, you know, people come in, have meetings, let us have that every so often so we can do a show down there, and, you know, we want to expand out and put an audience in there. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Trish, let's just start off with the day starts off on New Year's Day with everybody watches the Rose Bowl parade.
Yes.
Did you watch it this
year?
No. Neither did I.
I like to watch it. I quite frankly was busy doing other things and I putter and do this and that and the other thing. Didn't really think about it, but I really had kind of made a decision that, the last couple of years that I've watched it, the agenda that they push, And the discussion that they have, kind of bores me to tears. The floats are pretty, and so I don't listen to the conversation anyway. And I was offended by the whole thing of promoting the Rose Bowl parade, which has so many other aspects and should have. But the whole big deal about it is this gay marriage thing.
The gay marriage
float. And that overshadowed the whole Rose Bowl parade, what it's about.
Yeah, I did too. And I thought, you know, it's supposed to showcase, you know, California and all this. Well, when they have
family life in California and a great state to live in and all these great products and companies and the whole focus
marching
all
bands,
week long.
The whole thing.
Yes,
yeah.
Kids and schools.
And having, and kids spend a long, they bake sales and everything to raise money to be able to go, travel cross country and come here and march in the Rose Bowl parade. And that wasn't the theme. The theme was, you know, all the
Gay
marriage, which is from the AIDS prevention people. Well, the problem is that you can't prove gay marriage prevents AIDS or even slows it down. It may have nothing to do with it. But what it
certainly
was
has connection.
Well, maybe. But you know, it's like. But there was nothing. You know, the theme of the parade then became a gay marriage float in your face, two guys kissing all the way down the route, and instead of what perhaps is a perfect place to showcase California, maybe they should have also had businesses, you know, showing the border and businesses running across the border to get out of California since they do that. Or how about a child going from one bathroom to the other for the transgender?
Yeah, law. Exactly.
How about seizing weapons? You know, they could have had that. They could have had all those things, but they choose not to do those. But there was a national move to boycott the Rose Bowl parade because of this. Now, you know, frankly, you know, it's a way of life, and that's fine. And people, but even the gay community was against this. You know, even they were saying things. You know, like, you know what? I mean, this is, you know, you're pushing things into people's face, and which has been one of the big arguments.
This is what we object to. You know, my opinion. I have absolutely no issue with people's lifestyles, with men and men living together, women living together. That's in your bedroom. And for me, they need to keep it there. They can have benefits. I don't have a problem with the union, a civil union. For me, marriage is between a man and a woman. And you can try and shove that stuff in my face.
And you have absolutely that right.
And that's my point.
Right.
It is my point. That's my belief. You can keep telling me I have to believe the other way. I'm not going to. you do your thing, I'll do mine. I'm not going to shove my lifestyle down your throat, and I don't appreciate them doing it to me. When you put this gay marriage thing up there for all of our children, I mean, we're forced to teach it in school. Johnny has two fathers. Johnny has two mothers, and this is okay and acceptable, and we need to steer our children towards it. That's just wrong.
And we'll be right back after these messages. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our Salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermuda and Registry.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
This is Ben Serple here. I am the Associate Youth Pastor at Bethel Church. Part of my job is I'm often around teenagers. I think one of the biggest things that they need and they're looking for is just someone to believe in them. And just recently, I sat in a room about 40 to 50 adults. We just talked about different stories of my lives, and the predominant theme in those stories really was that someone in their teenage years came alongside them and just believed in them. And just the impact that had in their adult years was just astronomical. If you're hearing this broadcast today, if there are teenagers around you, just remind them today that you really are for them, that you love them, and they really can accomplish their dreams.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Pre-Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. And, of course, we have Trish Clark here with me.
Good morning.
It's 35 degrees out there. It's going up to 70 today. You know, Happy New Year. Happy New Year's. January the 2nd. It's 7:33 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Red and Crown Motors. You know what? You didn't miss a chance to get a big, big buy down there. They're still selling down there. And, you know, as you know, the now it's beginning of a new year. Wouldn't it be a great idea to just drive around a new truck, car, SUV? Yeah. Head on down to Redding Crown Motors at 555 Cypress Avenue. And I tell you what, not only will they give you great deals, they will take care of your car. Their service department is second to none. Give them a call, 223-2177. Or, like I said, head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. You know what? They also support our community in many, many ways. Okay, you know, front or second page, you know, Northern California, top of the page, above the fold, county fighting gonorrhea outbreak. Yeah, let's put that one out there, you know, because we're going to talk about something here in a few minutes about setting our standards high in Shasta County.
Okay, and that's it. That's
the county is fighting a gonorrhea outbreak. It's up, let me check my notes here. It's up something like 30%.
What's that? And in a normal year, they get like maybe
84, something like that. Did they say or 40?
They had about 40 cases a year, and this last year they had 203 confirmed cases of gonorrhea.
Yeah, and that was up from like 160. So it's like five times the normal. Okay, but you know what? Here's my question is, there's no demographics on it, and it's not saying where it's coming from. So could this be outbreaks among here's the one thing that we realized in the Marine Corps was that if one of our people had gonorrhea, is that person would get it again several times because they were dumb enough to get it the first time and they were dumb enough to get it two or three, you know, again. And so, and, you know, when you got it the third time, you had office hours. We hammered them. We took money away from them because it was conduct unbecoming. If you're going to get it once, I mean, you shouldn't get it at all. But if you get it once, that's one thing. But if you continue getting it, I would love to see how many of these are
Is it in the prison population? Is repeats? It in the repeats?
Is it a homeless population? Is it in high school? Is it what? Where is it? Where's it coming from?
Yeah. The demographics need to be more explicit to make a point, but the article doesn't say.
But here's the thing is one of the things we talked about over the last few days about Redding. Redding and Northern California is a great place. We all believe that. You believe it. I believe it. You know, Bad Bob believes it. But we're not setting our sights high enough. I'm going to have Mike Michelak come in here one of these days, owns Fly Shop. He is the one that has come in, and he has got such great ideas. But one of the things he says, and I totally agree, is that we're not setting our sights high enough in Shasta County. We're willing to accept less. And one of the things that hammers, and he says, we should, you know, people go out there and see things. And Linda pointed out, yeah, but in the Sacramento paper, what do they write down in the Sacramento paper? They pick up stories from this one, and it's like homeless, big problem in Redding. Shasta County has a huge homeless problem. I mean, this is what they're writing. And now, hey, big gonorrhea outbreak. Oh, Shasta County is in the top 10 of stolen cars. I mean, come on. I mean, how much longer are we going to just keep shooting
ourselves?
The negative,
you know, I don't know why. I continue to take both the Anderson paper and the Redding paper. And as I was reading the Wednesday edition, New Year's Day edition of both of those papers, I sat there and I thought, so did we just go and dig through every negative thing that we could think of about that happened in the last year and make those our top 10 stories? I mean, they had to literally go and look for negativity. The Valley Post or whatever it is they call that now. The 10 stop tourist stories were about city government and the police chief and negative, 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 this and that and hiring practices. I was appalled. And the Record Searchlight did the same thing. Pick up every negative story they could find. And those were the top 10 stories. Well, what's that about?
And then you look at the...
When we sit here and talk about all the great things...
There are so many great things.
That we all see.
Yep.
Why can't they see any of that?
You know, and then when you keep doing that, and here's the difference is, when you and I talk about it, and we have a big listener base here, and they all talk about it, but the paper prints it, and they print things like this, that county fighting gonorrhea outbreak. And, you know, that's their lead story on January the 2nd in Northern California. And, you know, they couldn't find something else. But that's the lead story. Gonorrhea is, you know, rates soaring. And, you know, so when I see that, I think, you know what? This is what's going to happen. This is what's going to continue. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. A self-fulfilling prophecy is that if it's bad, you keep writing that it's bad. And I'm not saying for them to go, you know, for them to sugarcoat things, but come on.
At least a couple times a week,
better.
Find some positive things
we
to report.
Could do
There's
better.
A lot of good stuff going on in Shasta County.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Somebody's calling in. Terry, good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Carl. Happy New Year, Trish.
Good morning, Terry. Happy New Year.
How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
Good. I mean, the thing is that the newspaper is always going to print controversial stuff like this because you guys are talking about it. And I think that, and that's natural. We all talk about things like that. I was a little set back on that article myself, but it's just the way of the world. So I mean, what do you guys think as far as the news and bringing stuff out this year? Where do you think the direction should be for your radio station this year as far as, really as far as impact on local? You're going to hit the candidates pretty hard, or what's your impact this year, do you think?
Well, we're going to have all the candidates on that's running, and great. I would expect our listeners to be asking questions. We'll ask the questions too. And, we need to set, you know, we need to have an impact on our local elections. That's a big thing because you can change things locally. The further away from the flagpole, the less you have, the less impact you have, even when it gets to the state. But then again, at the state level, we have no impact anyway, and we want to work to have that changed.
Well, and a reminder to the local people out there, we tend to ignore the fact that we have a lot of locally elected officials. Not only do we have the Board of Supervisors and three city councils, we also have the auditor controller, the assessor, the county clerk. All of those are up this year.
And we have a tendency to see that nobody runs against them.
That they get into office,
right
it
now,
goes away, and they stay until they decide they don't want to run anymore. Then we have an election. And it's the assessor recorder, the treasurer tax collector, the county clerk, and the auditor controller. Why aren't we at least saying what kind of a job are they doing? And I'm not saying they're not doing a good job. Please don't anybody call them up and tell them I said that, because I'm not. I'm simply saying we as voters, do we even know what they're doing?
Well,
are we paying
really
any attention at all?
And that's true, and that's, you know, a lot of people talk about term limits. We have term limits. I mean, we have 2 years, 4 years, and 6 years. The problem is people don't get informed or engaged. Not to change the subject at all, but I had an interesting phone call on Christmas Eve. I don't know if you know who Tim Draper is, but he is the gentleman who's proposing six Californias. Well, he called me on Christmas Eve. We had quite a discussion. This thing with the state of Jefferson, that was a great program those kids did, by the way, Carl. What'd you think?
I was up in the mountains. I didn't hear anything.
Oh, you might want to go back to the archives. They were amazing. And I know
I had them both
called
on.
In and waited also. It was
I had them both on, Monday and I think last Friday. So
yes,
I know who they are, and I think they're great spokesmen. And the thing I like about it best is like he said, is that they're not angry old white men. They're young people that have got a true concern about what's happening to our state and to our area up here. And
right. This is such a beautiful area. I mean, we have access to everything. We could have good business that could help the economy. Tourism, as they said in the paper a couple of weeks ago, is down. Well, we don't promote it. Plus, there's so much pressure on these folks that own these resorts and own these places. That's something else altogether that maybe the state of Jefferson could definitely do some change on. But the whole thing is that we've got a beautiful area here. And to me, I mean, it really hurts, and I know for you, Trish, you've been here for a long time also. When you look around, and you see how we were in the 70s and the 80s and what a wonderful town this was, how business was thriving, your kids could go out and walk, you know, and.
Absolutely.
And you don't have that anymore, you know, it's about time the citizens get engaged. And I think you're right, Trish, we need to really get engaged with these candidates, find out what they're about. And by golly, if you're out there and you've got political ambitions and, you know, you want to go ahead and run for office, please do so.
Step up to the plate. We have two seats on the County Board of Supervisors, District 5 and District 1, that run for office this time. You have those four other offices. You have some judgeships, but people forget judges actually run.
Yeah.
They don't even get on the ballot if nobody runs against them, so nobody even knows they're up.
We've got big elections coming. Hey, we got to run. We're way past our break here. Hey, thanks a lot, Terry.
Sure.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. We'll be right back.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey.
call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Redding plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, our friends down there, Martin and his friends. You know what? The cold is coming. You know, it's still 35 in the morning. So, you know, make sure your heater is working, and they can do that. They can clean those filters. They can make check those air ducts, and they can make sure that your heater is working efficiently because of the cost, of course, of electricity being so high. You got to give them a call at 221-2642. Or check out their website, homecomfort.org. They, you know, start off your year, get all this stuff done, and cause when the winter hits and it's gonna hit, it's going to be a mess here, and it'll be too late. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. We have Roberta on the phone. Roberta, good morning. Thank you for waiting.
Good morning. I'm so late, but I had a technical problem and I couldn't get on the phone, but I just wanted to do a little correction.
Okay.
It is not the Rose Bowl parade. It is the Rose Parade.
Oh, okay. Rose Parade. You're right. You're right.
The Rose Bowl is the football game.
You're right. You know what? I did. I added that in. I knew that. It's the Rose Parade.
Yes, and the Rose Parade started quite a time before there was ever a Rose Bowl game.
You're right. I stand,
you know, I had forgotten
stand,
that too, Roberta.
I stand and corrected.
Good and correction.
Anyway, it was a real upsetting thing for my dad, who was raised in Los Angeles, whenever he heard anybody say the Rose Bowl Parade.
Yeah.
So this morning, that old tape just clicked into my brain.
Well, you know what? I will remember this, and you will not have to remind us next year.
Okay.
and we'll just keep that. I do remember that because my father used to say the same thing. He went to the Rose Parade when he was very young and always talked about, they did that way before the football game was ever involved. Why do they call it the Rose Bowl Parade? Doesn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, I love you guys. I listen every morning and keep up the good work. Best station in the whole United States.
Oh, well,
nice,
thank you, Roberta.
Nice words,
you know
Roberta.
What? That'll keep us going for another year right there.
Okay.
I'm going to take Bob, capture that. I want you to play that every day. Where, you know, this is going to be our commercial. This is Roberta saying, okay, Roberta, thank you so much, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year,
Happy
Roberta.
New Year. Okay, you know, that the we got just a couple minutes. I want to get us back on, schedule here. The, legal pot is now legal in Colorado. They had a big pot party in Colorado on January 1st. They've opened up all these stores in Denver. I mean, everybody was just like smoking it.
So it's not medicinal marijuana?
No, it's not medicinal. It's just
marijuana is legal.
You can smoke it. Smoke it if you got it.
Whoa.
And they're taxing it.
How did I miss that?
And they're taxing it and they're doing it. Is this right? Am I right about this, Bad Bob? It's not medicinal. It's got nothing to do with that.
It is the first state to authorize it for recreational purposes.
Well, Washington State did it too. Yeah, Washington State did it too. But Colorado is the one they've been trying to figure out, how can we do this? So anyway, now they're taxing it. You can smoke it. In fact, what was it? Washington State or Oregon cracked down on regular cigarettes, and they're loosening it up on marijuana.
I'm a little puzzled by that. We're cutting back on regular. There was a big thing on NPR yesterday about menthol cigarettes and how evil they are and all that. And the same people are saying, light up a doobie. What's going on here?
Don't doobies? Doesn't marijuana hurt your lungs too?
I think that's the point, because we went just absolutely rampant about a legal product. I mean, tobacco is grown and subsidized by the U.S. government in all over the South. And yet we're trying to get everybody to stop smoking. Huge, major steps over the last few years to make every area non-smoking. So now it's my understanding that we can't smoke a cigarette in Colorado, but we can smoke marijuana?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean,
and that's not going to harm little kids and secondhand smoke and all of that stuff.
It'll make them feel better.
Well, I guess.
You get that contact high.
I mean, so. I can't see. I don't get that at all. And I can't. All the things that we've talked about and we've learned about marijuana, entranceway drug, you start with marijuana, you move on to other things.
Talk to any law enforcement official and they'll tell you, hey, look, nobody just starts crack one day. They start with marijuana.
Well, and so we're going to legalize it. Okay. Well,
they did. But see, here's the thing is, how can Colorado legalize it as a recreational drug when it's still a federal offense?
Exactly.
So I think we ought to do is grow it as fast as we possibly can here in the North State and funnel it to Colorado. And then,
as fast as we possibly can.
I know, but we need to funnel it to Colorado and Washington State, make some money off it before the feds. You know,
the whole thing
about the feds is this. If they want to, remember what they did? They came into town here and they said, hey, you guys better, clean this place up or we'll clean it up. And so we shut down all the pot shops. They could go into Colorado and say, you can make it as legal as you want. Guess what? We are going to arrest everybody that has anything to do with it. And that ends it. And speaking of that ending it, we need to take a break because we got a lot of questions here on the state of Jefferson. And let's talk a little bit about that when we get back.
Okay.
You know, about things like taxation, how you're going to break the state up. You know, and they're saying, and this is a good point. It is Kyle and Angel are discussing it. And it says, that, you know, I brought up questions and I got shouted down. We should never get shouted down. If it's truly a time that's come, the answer should be there. You know, some answers won't be, where you get into specifics, but we talked a little bit about the break. How do you break this up? What do you do about the government and all that? We'll be right back after these messages.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Ernie.
What?
Hey, it's time for Swap and Sell.
Swap and Sell? What's that?
Yeah, it's Ernie and Dave's Swap and Sell every Saturday morning.
Can I sell my car?
You can sell anything you want. You can give it away. You can swap it.
Can I have a community event?
Yeah, community event, fundraiser.
Can I have a garage sale?
You can have a garage sale. Any kind of event you have going on, you call us.
Where?
Right here at 605-4567.
You mean here in KCNR 1460?
Every Saturday from 7 to 8 a.m. Listen for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your North State Swap and Sell.
Aaron loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust than mud. At MD Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. MD Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Happy New Year, my friends. It is 7:55 in the morning, 35 degrees out there. It's going to be up to 70 today. Can you believe that? Up to 70 degrees today. And this whole week is going to be warm. And we might get some rain maybe next week. We thought it was maybe Friday, but it's not. It's no rain. And it's always brought to you, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay.
Locally owned, family operated, where their customers are warm friends. And what's the phone number right there?
The phone number for Shasta Gas Propane is 365-3793.
Yeah, there it is. And you're all fired up about something.
Well, the state of Jefferson, there's all kinds of questions, and people need to get involved and absorbed in this. So there is a meeting on January 18th at VFW Hall in Anderson.
VFW Hall in Anderson.
It starts at 6 p.m. And they're going to have all these questions answered. They're going to have people there who can talk about the school system, the tax state employees, what's going to happen to the tax rolls, what happens to all the existing things and how you start a new state. So that'd be, again, the VFW Hall in Anderson, 6 p.m. on January 18th.
Right.
So go down there and ask your questions.
And Coach Bob, we don't talk about it every morning. Happy New Year, Coach Bob. And Kyle and Angel and Twain and Sonny and everybody's in our chat pack. Yeah, if you know what, here's what I did is I found two young advocates for the state of Jefferson, and I thought it's important to listen to them. And then we were gone one day, so I put them both on together. I think it's a big thing. A lot of people are, it's hitting national news all the time. So I think it's important that people, if you're gonna live up here and this movement's going on, at least you should know something about it. And people, Angel, you're asking great questions here. So what Terry and other people have said is they're gonna try and answer all these questions down there at the Anderson VFW on January the 18th.
And what people have to understand is after, certainly there will be a separation period where all of these things will have to be decided. What our new state looks like depends on us when we form it. We don't have to have the same kind of taxation and rules and regulations that the rest of the state of California has. We form a new state, we form a new constitution.
Everything's different.
Exactly. Right. And we don't have to bind ourselves into all of the things that have been negative.
400 organizations, committees, and all these things.
Exactly. We can have any kind of a legislature we want. We can do all kinds of things.
And here's the thing is, it's gotta be something that the people agree on. And when I say that, I mean, maybe the people don't want to become a separate state. I mean, there's that. Okay. We have a couple minutes left. But there's gonna be more in 2014. So now, let's everybody not get too weird on us here. And we're going to continue to cover it, and we're going to continue to talk about other things, Coach Bob, such as we're going to come in today with Haven Humane and talk about what they're doing this year. But we're having a big crab feed here.
Anderson Rotary, big crab feed this weekend.
This Saturday.
Saturday night at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, the best crab feed in the county, we always say. And I mean, that's South County. And it's the first one always. crabs really good this year.
The crabs are great this year. We've had crabs twice now, and because this is, you know, usually I save it for the big crab feeds, but we've been.
It's delicious. It's very good. I want to remind everybody that's Saturday night, and then Sunday morning, it's the first Sunday of the month. And first Sunday of the month and first Sunday of the new year. And we're going to have the breakfast at the Frontier Senior Center.
There you go. 8 to 11.
So you go have your crab on Saturday night, and then you have come and have nice biscuits and gravy or bacon, you know, we have good biscuits
and gravy over there.
Oh, we have the best. I mean, they're homemade gravy and great. So that's first Sunday of every month at the Frontier Senior Center.
And my friends, you know, Coach Bob, I do read the comments. You know, sometimes it moves fast and I don't get all of them. So on our, cause it does move fast on the chat pack. A lot of people making comments, but you know, sometimes I catch them. And when I do, I try to, you know, what we try to do is give everybody a voice in the North State. And we're going to be right back after these messages and the news. And we've got Mark Story here from Hayden Humane. We're going to talk about what's in store for our animal friends this year.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Northeast is in store for a major winter storm tonight. As much as 14 inches of snow could fall in Boston. Daniel Baker of FlightAware.com says you can expect some flight delays from the region as well.
Flights late tonight in and out of New York could be really affected. And tomorrow morning we could see a lot of flight delays and cancellations as the airlines deal with and the airport authorities deal with all the snow on the ground.
Meanwhile, on its information hotline recording, the Chicago Department of Aviation had a few warnings.
Due to winter conditions in the Chicago area.
People headed out to O'Hare International Airport.
Airport are experiencing delays of 60 minutes or more for in- and outbound flights. Airlines have canceled more than 635 flights for the day.
And some of the cold weather already in the Midwest, but those freezing temperatures are only expected to move farther into the Northeast, and that will make life even harder. But the bulk of the snow expected for the Boston area at about 14 inches. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits dipped 2,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted 339,000. Meanwhile, construction spending is higher.
The Commerce Department says construction spending rose in November by 1%, the strongest pace in more than 4 years. The rise, driven mostly by solid gains in home construction and commercial projects, hit a seasonally adjusted annual rate of $934.4 billion. It was also the fastest rate since March of 2009, and a slight improvement of the 0.9% gain in October.
That's SRN's Linda Kenyon reporting. A little harder for people to buy those homes that are being built, though. The average rate for fixed mortgages have edged higher now for a third straight week, but are still low by historical standards. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average for the 30-year loan rose to 4.53% this week, up from 4.48% last week. The average for the 15-year loan increased to 3.55%. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
Former Arizona Congressman Rick Renzi wants to delay the start of a prison term.
Renzi's facing 18 months behind bars for convictions on corruption and money laundering charges. He was supposed to begin that term next Monday, but he's seeking a one-week delay while he awaits a decision to remain free on bail pending an appeal. Renzi was accused of, among other things, looting a family business to pay for his 2002 campaign. He chose not to seek re-election in 2008.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting. Taking a look at the financial markets, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, of course, closing 2013 with some of its best gains for the year in many, many years, but investors don't appear to be quite as optimistic to start the new year. Right now, it's the Dow Jones Industrial Average struggling in opening trading, down by nearly 100 points, off 94 right now to be precise. The S&P 500 right now up by 11 points. This is SRN News. The Terry Schiavo family is getting involved in the Jahi McMath saga.
A foundation started by Terry Schiavo's family says it has been working with relatives of the 13-year-old California girl declared brain dead after tonsil surgery to get her transferred to a long-term care facility. Terry Schiavo Life and Hope Network says it has been working behind the scenes to help get Jahi McMath moved to a care facility. Schiavo, who suffered brain damage after a heart attack, was at the center of a years-long right-to-die struggle that ended in 2005 when her husband removed her feeding tube over objections from her parents. Keith Peters, SRN News.
Hundreds of brave bathers rang in 2014 with a plunge into the icy ocean off the coast of Coney Island.
It feels refreshing! Freezingly refreshing!
That's John Spotsy, one of the members of the Coney Island Polar Bear Club, the Icebreakers Clubs, and other hardy swimmers who stripped down into their trunks yesterday. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning and Happy New Year. You know what? This is our first show of the new year, and I'm here with Trish Clark.
Good morning and Happy New Year to everyone.
You know what? 605-4567 is our phone number, and our, you know what? Our chat room is all filled up with good people. Well, it's not filled up, really. We could take another 1,000. But, you know, so just, you know, call your friends. And that's at KCNR1460.com.
And if you want to get involved in the show, you can just call 530-605-4567 and get right in and chat with us.
Chat with all of us. You know, Mark Story's going to be here. But let's start with Kathy Lathrop Cummings with our Market Minute and our Wells Fargo Advisor. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 92 points at 16,484. The S&P 500 is down 10 at 1837. And the NASDAQ is down 28 at 4148. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 37 cents at $15.94 and Facebook up 41 cents at $55.06. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is down 6 cents at $18.85. Pacific Gas and Electric is down 11 cents at $40.17. Turning to the bond market, we find higher prices, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.93%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down $1.89 at $96.53. Gold is up $20.50 at $1,222.80, and silver is up 69 cents at $20.06. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10, right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. Or head on down to Park Marina Drive and see them. Hey, these are your neighbors that are making, these are locals, as I should say. It may not be your neighbors, but they're locals who are studying the stock market, studying investment, studying this, and they can make great decisions. They've made great decisions, and they can help you. Again, give them a call, 243-7561, Wells Fargo Advisors. Weather?
It's 35 degrees, and we're looking for a high of 70 today with mostly sunny, partly cloudy with a low around 42 tonight with a small calm wind, mostly clear and a low around 40 on Friday night, a high at 70.
January 2nd. There's something wrong, and I tell you what, we are going to pay for this.
Yes, we are.
You know we are.
Yeah, we are. And they're, again, predicting a little bit of rain maybe for Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Which, boy, we just really need some precipitation in this area.
We need rain, too.
No snow on the hills.
Mount Shasta. I was up at Mount Shasta the whole, you know, for over New Year's. And there was nothing up there. I mean, It got down to 17 degrees in the, but nothing, no snow, nothing.
Usually this time of year you drive up and you're surrounded by the mountaintops of snow and it's looking like spring out there. Our weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our friends are warm friends. Their phone number is 365-3793. They're locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans
discounts. Hey, you know what's good, though? You know how I started the year off? Sleeping well. And how do I sleep well? Because I have my sleep number bed. And my sleep number is 35. And while I've had my bed for, 6 or 7 months, but you've had your bed, Trish.
Jeez, for over 20 years. And my sleep number, it depends on the time of year, whether it's warm or cold. That's the beautiful thing about the sleep number bed. I'm right around 50 most of the time, sometimes 55.
Wow, you see, yours is tougher than mine. I get down to 35, and I can tell that and Linda's is 40, or 45, and I know that Elk Killer likes mine, because Elk Killer's on my side of the bed. So, but every so often moves over to the other side. So, but, we all sleep great, and right now, at your sleep number store, Queen Mattresses are starting at $6.99. Now, you can't buy a good queen mattress anywhere for anything close to something like this that has the dual air technology. Not only that, American made, it's got guarantees on it. And right now, Sleep Number, it's the lowest prices of the season. Save up to $800 on their newest innovation beds, plus 18-month financing on all beds with approved credit. Sale ends soon. So you need to head on down to our Sleep Number store, which is down, of course, in the Target Shopping Center. It's over there, up there next to the Subway place. And the professionals at Sleep Number will dial you in to that perfect night's rest. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back with Mark Story of Haven Humane. And we've got a lot of things happening this year, and we're happy to start off our year with some good news and some things about our animal friends. We'll be right back.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, State Granite and Things. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Happy New Year, my friends. Happy New Year. It is 8:14 on January the 2nd. I'm here with Trish Clark.
And it's 35 degrees out there.
Ooh.
Gonna warm up to 70.
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. That's a good spot. You know, I mean, 70 degrees. We're gonna have fires like, and we're gonna talk to Mark Story here in a second, cause we're
no
still,
burn
we are,
day.
We are running, we're running a spot for you, Mark, about the fire and everything y'all did. But I want to talk about that in a minute. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition and our friends there. Not only do they have an in-store deli, they have a largest supply of natural foods, organic foods, raw milk. They've got it there. They are the North State's nutrition experts. They've got bulk food that you can buy there, and they have amazing foods for life, which is gluten-free, and it's made in a gluten-free facility. I mean, you can't beat this. This is, you know what? Linda and I, we don't make resolutions because resolutions put too much pressure on you. We are going to be in condition this year. Not, you know, and when you say in condition, that means you're going to be in condition to be able to do anything you want. And what it takes to get into condition. And one of the things is a right diet. And Orchard Nutrition is going to be right there at the top of our list. Head on down to 221 Locust Street or there in that Cypress Square shopping center there. Or give them a call at 244-9141. We're laying off the extra butter on the crab night.
Now, moderation.
Moderation.
Everything in moderation.
Except, and including moderation, because every so often you have to, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Mark Story.
Good morning, Mark.
Come in and rescue me, Mark.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I'm not laying off the butter with my crab.
Okay. You know what? You know, frankly, who could?
Yeah, right.
So, Happy New Year, buddy.
Yeah, Happy New Year. It was a good 2013. I'm excited about 2014.
Well, let's talk about that. What do we have? What should we be looking for in 2014 with Haven Humane?
Well, our Bark and Wine and Brew is going to be bigger than ever. We're moving to Wind River Event Center. That's going to be October 5th. Boy, I hope I got that date right. I'm pretty sure it's October 5th. I'll check that at the break. And we've also got our Dogathon, which will be June 7th. I'm sure of that date. And we've redesigned that quite a bit. We're actually going to have it as a carnival from about 3 to 7. We're going to open it up to some nonprofit groups so they can actually make it a fundraiser as well. Basically any ticket sales that they get or any tickets that are placed there with the kids playing their games, they're going to get the profit from that. And then we're going to have a Southwestern barbecue and concert from 7 o'clock till 10 o'clock. It actually started at 6. And Chad Bushnell, who's a local country artist, has said that he will play for us, which is fantastic. So I'm really excited about that. You know, Chad opened for Scotty McCreary along with much other mm-hmm. people locally. He's a really great kid. Trish, I think you know who Chad
is.
Yes,
I do.
So we're really excited about that. And then, you know, all of our normal programs, our second Tuesday is still in full effect. So our next one's at Cottonwood Eatery, which is January 14th. So go on down there and proceeds a portion of the night. It's 15% goes to Haven Humane to support the animals. So,
you know, first of the year, let's just for a minute kind of lay out – what does Haven Humane do? I mean, we have contracts with the county and the city of Reading, mm-hmm. city of Anderson. What kind of service? Where does your service extend? The whole picture. People, you know, we assume that everybody listening to us knows exactly what Haven Humane does. Let's lay
good,
it out
that's,
again.
That's
okay.
a good point.
Sure,
beginning
yeah,
of the
absolutely.
Year, let's lay it out what you do, what your mission statement is and all that.
Okay. So, you know, we're out to help all the animals, but we're also out to help all the people in North State, especially with their animals. So, as far as what we contract with the city, we contract with Shasta County, we contract with the city of Anderson, and we also contract with Trinity County. Trinity County is an overflow, so they bring us animals about once a month. It's usually about more like once every 6 weeks, so it's only a few animals. Anderson has their own animal control officers, so they bring us the animals. They come to our shelter. And Shasta County has their own animal control officers that work for the Sheriff's Department. We worked very closely with them, especially when there's stuff like emergencies. And they bring all the animals to the shelter as well. Once you get inside the city limits of Reading, that's us. So we have the animal regulations, the Reading Animal Regulations, Worker Haven Humane Society. We have our officers that are out patrolling. So when you call 241-2550 to report an animal in a car during the heat, even in January when it's 70 degrees, that's who responds is our officers. So we're responsible for everything within the city limits, and then we handle all the animals from outside of the city limits, so in the county as well. So that's what we do as far as the contract stuff. On top of that, we have a clinic that's a low-cost spay-neuter clinic. So we spay-neuter, and I got the numbers from Dr. Howden the other day, and we spay-neutered over 5,100 animals in 2013. So we're pretty proud of that because we only had one vet for majority of the year, and so 5,100 animals spay-neutered is pretty big.
Man, that's huge because that's the big issue.
Yeah, and we spay-neuter for anybody. And then after about 1 o'clock, after they're done with the surgeries, then we open it up to low-cost clinic for people that are low-income. So Medicare, Medi-Cal, and veterans, VA cards.
And it's important, so no matter where you are in Shasta County, if you have an animal that you'd like to have spayed or neutered, you can bring them to Haven.
Correct. Well, and feral cats. We have if you bring a cat into us in a trap, we'll spay-neuter it for $35 tip the ear. And make sure they don't have FIV or any illnesses.
Will you keep them or do you give them back to us?
No, they get released.
They get released?
You come pick them up and they get released back where they were at. So basically we're stopping the ongoing cat repopulation.
Well, You know, we're going to take a quick break because one of the things is I know you've been trying to keep statistics and all that, but at what point do we know if, you know, we keep, I know you're doing thousands of these, as you just pointed out, that, I mean, are we making a dent? Let's talk about that when we get back. Mark Story is our guest from Haven Humane. Trish Clark is my co-host, and we are just having a good time right today. And this chat room is rolling here. There's still, the battle is on the state of Jefferson, and state of Jefferson is going to be news this year. I think in the last part of the year, it gained some traction, but I think the rest of this year it's going to be a huge thing. So we'll see what happens there. Anyway, we'll be right back with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at 5starbank.com. 5-Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Good morning, my friends. Happy New Year. Gosh, what a great day this is. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. I'm here with Trish Clark.
Oh, and we're just having a great time
here.
Yeah,
we are. You know what? Our friends at a Reading Spray Service, if you're in need of pest control, weed control, tree spraying, or lawn treatments, they're the ones to help you out. Give them a call at 221-3007. Been in the business for well over 20 years, and they can help you, your lawns and all that. And in fact, I'm going to need them to come in and do something to my lawn. It's just a – I think my lawn is fungus because when you're – it's supposed to be grass.
It was that great freeze that we had.
It looks green, but then it crumbles. I'm not sure what that is, but they're going to fix it for us this year. Give them a call, 221-3007. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, is our guest. And you know what? January is free testing this month.
Free heartworm testing.
Yeah, heartworm.
Correct. If you buy a year's supply of Advantage Multi for your dogs, then we'll do a free heartworm test.
Is heartworm prevalent?
Yes.
Yes. Very prevalent.
You can inoculate against it though, right?
Yeah, it's fairly cheap to prevent. It's about $60 ish for about 6 months supply. For your dog, depending on the weight, you know, it goes up.
Yeah.
And which product you use. But the preventative is a fairly inexpensive treatment. However, is pretty expensive. You're looking at, it could be upwards of $1,000, to treat. And it's also difficult on the dog. So, not all of them
survive. Because
you've got to
kill the worms. You've got to kill the worms.
Yeah. They have to be crated. They have to be kept really, calm for at least 30 days and sometimes up to 90 days. It's a pretty bad deal, but it's easily prevented.
And it's important to note that it is a problem in Shasta County. So if you have an animal, you should be treating them preventive for heartworm. Every animal should be doing that.
On the first
it's awful
each,
when they get it.
On the first of each month, Elk Killer takes it. She likes the taste of it. Tastes a little bit like strawberries, I've noticed.
Did you eat it?
No, I just lick it. So to make sure it's okay. No, I'm just... you know what? Just ignore me. It's the first day of the year, and I'm just trying to, you know, Bad Bob just stares at me or something.
Well, let's go back to it. We left, and we were going to talk about feral cats.
Okay, yeah.
Where are we?
Not so much cats, but the overpopulation, not just ferals.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah. So, we are making a dent, but unfortunately, this isn't a 5-year plan. This is a 50-year plan, and I'm going to use San Francisco as an example, specifically San Mateo County. Peninsula Humane Society started spaying and neutering, low-cost spay and neutering in the 80s, and at that time they were bringing in 40,000 animals a year that were stray, and now they're down to 10,000 animals a year. So that right there is proof that the spay and neutering is working, and the education and people being more responsible with letting their pets loose, and more importantly, spaying and neutering their own animals. But it's a long-term thing. It's going to take a long time. You know, you would think that with us doing 5,000-plus animals a year, in a county that's got, 120,000
people. They were all in my neighborhood
people.
A few years ago.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, 5,000 seems like a lot, and it is a lot. You know, our clinic is really working hard to get that number out, because that's a lot of animals spayed neutered in one clinic. But we have a lot.
I tell you what, that
here.
One day I went in there, and you had like 14 animals that had to be, that y'all had rescued from a pet mill or something, a puppy mill, but they were fixing every one of them, and it was an assembly line like you can't believe. And I'm sitting and I'm watching this, and your vet is going for it. And then as they were, each one was spayed and sewed up and everything and put down on this really cushy mattress with a blankie over them. And one of your people watching them, make sure they were okay. When they woke up, there was going to be somebody there to pet them and all this, but you all were just smoking going through there.
Yeah, Dr. Haddon's very efficient, but she's very quick.
Wow. And so, but you're right. You know, I've got cats in our yard, but they're not feral cats. They belong to people. And they come down, and I know who they belong to. And one of them I don't mind because I just don't mind. But there is another one that, comes around there that I'm thinking about trapping in. But who knows? Maybe it's already fixed. Then what happens? Could I still turn them in saying this cat's in my yard?
Well, you could, but if you know who the owner is, I don't suggest
I don't know who the owner is. I just know is that the cat is, has got like a, keeps coming into the yard, and it's from someplace. I mean,
we do take in stray cats, yes, of course.
Well, cat lovers get angry with me when I say this, but I had dogs always, and I never allowed my dogs to be an impact on other people. I don't like cats in my yard, and I don't have cats. I have a frog in my throat as well. But the point is, cats wander around and they do awful things in your yard. And I wish people would have house cats and keep them home.
Well, you do, but... And what happens is then they don't, you know, that your rights aren't respected by these people.
Well, so. Cats don't come into my yard very often, and if they don't do repeat performances, if I catch them, I'm not nice to them. I really have a thing about the cat pop. And I know people out there like cats are going to get angry with me, but they spray on your door. They go. They don't. Idaho cats used to dig a hole and bury it. What's with these cats in California?
I don't have an answer for that.
There's ways of handling this, but people just don't like to hear the answer. But of course, but what we should do is just get a trap, get a live trap and take them down to a Mark and just say, this cat is a wild, you know, this cat is a trespasser and I think is lost. And you hand it in. Then let the people go find it. Then let the people go find
it. Exactly.
Well, my cats have always been indoor cats because all kinds of nasty things happen. Of course, we live in the country too, but.
Well, you don't have to worry about it then because it's, frankly, as soon as your cat goes outside, it no longer is a problem to anybody, and it's a meal.
Yeah, we have coyotes, and we've always kept them indoors.
Well, and that's my point. I mean, I don't have anything against cats, but I always had dogs in the yard and didn't have an issue with cats until I don't have a dog. And now, I mean, it's a real irritation if you've got cats that are wandering all over the place and they're all over the backyard and they spray and they cause all kinds of issues when you're trying to garden. And I just think people ought to keep their cats in their own yard.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we've got volunteer orientation. We want to talk kennel sponsorships. January is Walk Your Pet Month, which is good probably for you, too. Get your pet out and you. And then a bunch of other things that are happening right here and what we should be looking forward to in 2014 for Haven Humane. Expanding anymore, consolidating, and just fixing things. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day today online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl, Linda Bott. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. Good morning. Happy New Year. It is 8:23 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by my friends, and I am heading down there today to at Cypress Square Barbershop, DC Tim and the Man in Black. I tell you what, discounts for seniors, veterans, great place. Great place to get a haircut, and it's Man's Last Stronghold. I'm going down there today because I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I am going to be in San Quentin, where many of you believe that I should be. Anyway, tomorrow I get a visit at San Quentin, and I'm going to a couple other people. We're going to go through there. We're going to see the old death chamber.
Death Row inmates that have been there for 40 years.
We're going to interview people. Yeah, I've got my, I'll be taking my tape recorder with me. Got permission to do that. So that we can tape some of these guys that have been on death row for over 40 years.
What's wrong with that picture?
Well, you know, some of them, you know, they're getting old. But
death row?
Well, it is death row. They eventually die and they're there. So that's why it's called death
row. I don't think that's what the vote was about.
It's not, you don't keep them there until they die. I mean, then it's, I thought it was called something else. Anyway, we're going there, and so when I come back Monday, I'll talk about that, and we'll have, in fact, we'll have a couple of shows probably, with this. I have a feeling it's going to be more than just one show, but that's where I'll be tomorrow. But Dan Fagan is taking my place, and Dan's going to be here, 7 through 9. And we'll be, starting Monday on the drive time from 3 to 6 will be the Dan Fagan show. And Dan's coming in, after just kicking butt everywhere in Alaska and, coming down here, he's the number one show up there, and he wants to come and live in the North State. So, and what do you do when you come and live in the North State? You have a radio show right here on KCNR. Our guest today, Mark Story, is here from CEO of course, Haven Humane. We were talking about, you know, Linda and I have said we have kind of promised ourselves this is going to be a very mellow year. Everything's laid back. Bob's rolling around on the floor laughing about that. Yeah, right. What's the resolution for Haven Humane this year?
Well, I haven't even really thought about a resolution for us. To continue to do what we do and to get better at it every day. You know, we've got a fantastic team out there. I'm so blessed with this team that we've got. And everybody really cares about the animals in the North State. And so I just want us to get better at what we do every single day and continue chipping away at that overpopulation problem until we can put ourselves out of a job and help the animals that wouldn't otherwise get any help.
Well, and the point of it is maintaining the health of all of the existing animals. People love to have animals, and I think that's great.
Right. Yeah, I think education is a huge part of that. And, you know, since I took over, one of my things is, Haven needs to be more a part of this community, and education is a big part of that. So any teachers listening, give me a call. I'd love to come out to the school and talk. I'll bring my dog or one of our other dogs and tell the kids about, you know, how they can be responsible pet owners as well. So, that's a big part of what we do too, you know, is the education part.
You know, animals in a home for children, elderly people, they're a great addition, but they need care.
Absolutely. And that's one thing that I talk about with all the schools is, and the kids is I talk to them about, you know, seeing a vet and, you know, what do you have to do? Well, I have to go to the doctor every year. Okay. Does your pet? Well, I don't know. Well, it does. Absolutely. It does. You know, it needs vaccinations so it can be healthy and, and he's a checkup, and he's heartworm preventative, yeah, all that stuff. So we talk about all that stuff, and of course I hit on spay and neuter as well.
Now, it's time for volunteers. You have a volunteer orientation this weekend, too.
We do. Let's see. When is our next volunteer orientation? It is, yes, January 4th at 10 a.m. This Saturday, January 4th at 10 a.m. And then January 24th, which is a Friday, at 5:15. And the orientation will just go over kind of what we do and what the opportunities are for volunteer. You know, people think that volunteering means cleaning kennels. It doesn't. We don't have very many volunteers at clean kennels. If you want to clean kennels, I'm sure the kennel staff would love to have you come clean kennels.
Something that you can, but they would like you to join it.
Yeah, a lot of them walk the dogs. A lot of them socialize the cats. But a lot of them will help in the clinic, or they'll help with filing paperwork, or, you know, whatever they want to do. So there's tons of opportunities at Haven for volunteering.
So you can just take the dogs out and walk them. You've got a walking area for them, and you just take them out there.
Yeah, we have a large trail.
And you just take them around and let them get out there and interact with you or interact with people and get some out of the cage.
Yeah, it's great. It's great for them because they need to be doing something. They get really, really bored, obviously, in the kennels. But, you know, I've found through the years that it's pretty much more therapeutic for the human than it is for the dog. It's great for the dog, but the humans get a lot out of it. And I think once they get past the first couple weeks of coming, they're pretty hooked, you know, and they love coming.
How many animals do you have out there at any given time? I mean,
well, we just did our inventory, and I think we've got about 250 out there right now, which is actually kind of low. So I would say 250 is kind of the low range. I would say 350 to 400 is pretty much, probably 300 is about an average, and then it goes up from there.
What's the average stay?
You know, I don't know what the average stay is. We try and move them out, obviously, as quickly as we can. Some stay longer than others, so I'm not sure what the average stay is, but, you know, the holding period is anywhere from 5 to 7 days, depending on where the weekend falls, holidays, that kind of stuff. So they're going to be there for at least that amount of time if they come in as a stray. And then they go up for adoption at that point. And I would say that normally most of them get out of there within the 2 week time. So I would say, you know, guessing, I would say that it's probably going to be somewhere close to 2 to 3 weeks is the average stay.
Okay.
And so there's a large population to choose from. So those people that are thinking about getting animals, well, that's good. That's where they need to go.
Oh, absolutely. In the Morgan Adoption Center, we've got 72 dog kennels, and I would say that there's only a handful that aren't full right now. And then we have 66 cat condos, and it's not kitten season. I know that people say, well, there's not really season, but there kind of is. You know, we don't have a lot of kittens in. We do have some kittens in. We have quite a few cats, but, you know, it's not full right now. We probably have about 30 cats that are up for adoption down there.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about January is Walk Your Pet Month, to tell you how you can help sponsor the kennel. And you've got something big starting at Turtle Bay here at the end of the month. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that when we get back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. It is KCNR 1460, 35 degrees out there, going up to 70. I don't even want to really get into that because that is – you know, it's 70 degrees on January the 2nd. You know, when people talk about global warming, you know, I go, oh, well, you know. But then I look at the Northeast, which is buried in the snow.
Canceling
so,
flights,
yeah,
all over the place.
Everything. They're getting hit with another storm. They had a 14-inch snowstorm yesterday. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Freedom is the only thing Can you handle the truth? Are you tired of the mainstream media spin? Do you believe that the economy is recovering? Are you prepared for the economic collapse that's coming? Are you prepared for hyperinflation? Do you think the government will solve your problems? Do you care about your children's future? Are you self-reliant? Will you fight for your freedom? Want solutions? Want the truth? Tune in to 1460 Sovereign Minds Radio now at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings, where we always handle the truth.
Hi, this is Don Shulman. Every Sunday morning from 10 to 12, we have a great time. You can join in and just listen in.
Oh, my God, are you Don Shulman?
Yes.
Ooh, you're sexy.
I was 25 years ago. Who is this?
This is Pure Romance by Danielle.
Thanks, Danielle. You've made my year. Be sure to listen in every Sunday from 10 to 12. We'll get more people like Danielle calling in.
Ooh, can't wait.
This is Ted Lighty at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The perfect complement to that new firearm that you're getting for Christmas is a concealed carry class from NFI. These two-day classes cover everything you need to be a safe, responsible firearm user. This includes pistol safety, use of deadly force factors, and a five-hour range training session with our professional NRA-certified instruction team. Buy a gift certificate or register online. For more information, call us today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Do you?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We care. I feel you. I feel Trish right here, but she'd slap me. Carl Lindebot, Linda's got on the spot with Lindebot, and I'm here with Trish Clark. It's, as every Thursday, my favorite Thursday person. You know, you are.
This is fun. You know, when the alarm goes off at 5:30, I question my sanity. By the time I get here, this is a good thing.
Oh, it is a good thing. It's a good thing every day when you come up. Hey, look, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff, happy new year to Jeff. And you know, he does a guarantee that other shops can't do, from small chips up to cracks over 24 inches in length. You got those little chips in your windshield. The winter time, when it gets to 35, you get some water in there, it will expand that crack in that chip in a second. So head on down there to 3208 Market Street or give Jeff a call at 241-8373. Redding Crack Master Windshield Repair. Our guest today, of Trish and I is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And you've got, you know, there's a lot of things you've got going on here, but one of them is, and it's good for people, is January is Walk Your Dog.
Walk your pet month. Yeah, it is. And we've got some of the best trails around.
Absolutely.
Anywhere. Up here, and there's a website called dogtrekker.com, and you can actually register for that. And if I'm not mistaken, if you pick Haven Humane, I think we get $1 if you register for it. But Dog Trekker is really cool. They send out a free – it's free. They send out an email to you about trails. So if you're into walking, they send you trails all in California, so you can see where the great trails are. But, yeah, January is a great month to do that. You know, it is Walk Your Pet Month, and we have tons of great trails to get out there. And, you know, you can't ask for better walking weather. Although we need some rain, you can't ask for better walking weather. I mean, 70 degrees, there's not really an excuse not to go out and walk your dog, I guess.
Well, you know, and it's good for you, too, because one of the things that Dr. Khan came in here, and he, the heart specialist, and one of the things he says is this. And he said, first of all, Christmas day is the day of most heart attacks. You know, so that makes you feel good because of the stress and all the other things that happen.
So we beat the odds.
We beat the odds. Everybody here, you know, I haven't seen everybody here at the station, but I've seen most of them. So I think everybody's okay. But the other thing he said was, if you did nothing else in your life, no diet, you know, changing your diet, none of this. If you walked 30 minutes a day, you're going to add years to your life. 30 minutes a day. He says, we can't start with 30, start with one. Start with 2 minutes. And he says, get yourself up to 30 minutes. Get it up to an hour. And here is a way to start off your year and being healthy. And if you don't have to eat, you don't even have to change your diet, nothing. Get out there with your dog or cat or kangaroo, alligator, gerbil, and walk.
Parakeet.
Parakeet. And walk
walk for a half an hour. Well, the parakeet you just put in your pocket, but the parakeet puts his little head out and watch. And as you're walking, you walk for an hour. Did you know what?
Just sit on your shoulder as long as you just don't let fly
the
parakeet. Away.
You should see where the where people put the duck. Where they,
you know, we have a stray bird right now that came in. It's up for adoption, by the way. I believe it's a
stray bird.
I believe it's a cockatiel.
That, oh no, really?
That seriously? That
a cockatiel?
That,
with the big,
the little guys, maybe.
That's a cockatiel.
Yeah, the little cockatiel.
Okay, small one. Okay.
That flew. Supposedly flew onto some woman's shoulder. Uh-huh. I think it was a kid's kingdom and wouldn't leave. And so they called us. We went out there and we got it. It's a great little bird. I mean.
Does it talk?
No, it doesn't talk, but it just landed. Well, I don't know. It hasn't said anything. Maybe it's just nervous.
maybe it's just you.
Yeah, maybe it doesn't like me. It might talk.
I mean, have you talked to it?
I don't think cockatiels talk.
Yes, they do.
I don't think this one does, or at least it hasn't.
What are those little ones that are out there at Turtle Bay? Those little ones that you get out there and they feed off nectar? And you buy those little cups of nectar, and you are surrounded by them. What are those little ones? They're beautiful little birds. Yeah. They're not cockatiels, though.
No, they're not. I can't remember what they are.
They're called fruit nectar birds. Okay.
But that's a good tie-in.
It is, because you've got something going at Turtle Bay.
We do. Well, Turtle Bay has something that we're being a part of. So Turtle Bay's got Good Dog, Art of Man's Best Friend, which starts January 31st and goes through April 27th. And thanks to one of our donors, they donated some money to sponsor this event. So Haven is a sponsor of this event. And they're going to have art and multimedia stuff that all goes to the connection between man and man's best friend being dog. And so hopefully we're looking to go out there as well. We're hoping to do an adoption event out there one day out by the sundial for this. So we're pretty excited about this because it's going to be pretty cool to have a focus on dogs out there. So, and if you haven't been to Turtle Bay in a while, you know, they're doing some pretty great things out there, so it's always fun to go out there, especially with the weather.
Well, you know, it is. And like I said, those little birds they have out there, and that one thing, I just really like that. They've got that in San Diego, too. And that was one of my favorite exhibits, that you go out there and these little birds just swarm you for that nectar. And it's, in fact, this one little girl was carried off. It was a little scary. They got her back down. We all held up nectar and they brought her back. You know, she couldn't get out the, we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest, not by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and Happy down. New Year, January the 2nd, 2014. It is 8:53 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by my good friends down at Four Winds Jewelry. You think, okay, Christmas is over, you know, okay. Hey, anniversaries, New Year. Did something stupid, didn't you?
Every day is a good day for jewelry.
Every day is a good day for jewelry. And Leonard and his associates have got a direct tie-in to the diamond guys in Israel. So we're talking about great prices, and they also have, of course, Native American jewelry. They have loose gems. They have the only watch repair specialist in Redding. Okay, let me say this again. The only trained watch repair specialist in Redding. And if you're taking your watch to be repaired to other places, guess where it eventually ends up at? Aha! Four Winds Jewelry. Cut out the middleman. Take him over there. And this man, and he is an artist, and he will fix it anyway. Loose gems, estate jewelry.
Beautiful estate jewelry. Always changing.
And Leonard has great estate jewelry. Ask Linda. You're saying, okay, where is he?
Doesn't have all of it anymore.
Not anymore. 2225 Hilltop Drive, or give him a call at 222-2750. Leonard and Associates at Four Winds Jewelry. It's their 20th anniversary. So they've been in the same place for 20 years. So it's a good place to go to. Okay. Mark Storia is our guest today from, CEO, of course, of Haven Humane. We've talked about January being Walk Your Pet Month, that you got a big thing heading down at Turtle Bay starting in,
January 31st.
And let me see, let's see other things here. Oh, sponsorship of kennel stuff.
Yeah. We've got plaques that we're asking for donations for. So they're $250 for a dog plaque and they're $150 for the cat plaque. And what you put whatever you want on there. My family got one and, you know, we put in memory of some of the dogs that really made an impact on our life. And then, we put them on one of the kennels. So you sponsor one of the kennels or one of the cat condos. So we're looking for those. And then of course there's all kinds of other ways to donate. You can donate regular money to us, which we always need to help out. We also have.
And you always take that too.
And we always take that, yes, and we use it. We definitely need it to help out these animals, but we also have some special accounts. We have Sponsor a Pet where, you can come in and you can donate to reduce the adoption fee of certain pets, or you can just call, 241-1653 and you can say that, you know, I'd like to donate to help some Sponsor a Pet. And our staff will pick which pets get sponsored. We have the Misty Lee donation account, which goes towards helping animals that don't have an owner that have medical issues. The dog Rocky that was in the paper that unfortunately we lost.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, we lost Rocky, but you know, the community really stepped up.
Who had been his owner and the dog had been hit by somebody.
Yeah, he was a good guy, and you know, we really wanted him to pull through. Unfortunately, his injuries were just too much for him. For his age, he wouldn't have been able to recover. It would have required multiple surgeries, and then there still wouldn't have been any guarantee that he would have walked, which was sad. So. But, you know, we had a dog named Charlie. We named Charlie that came in the week before that was attacked by a dog and came in. He was completely non-responsive when he came in. And after 3 days of fluids, he started coming around. And now I'm happy to say that he's up for adoption and actually went to a rescue organization that's going to put him in a loving forever home. So, and that's all through the Misty Lee Fund. So,
well, you know what? The types of things you all do, you know, we're still playing in some, you know, some people say, well, that's a little dated from the fire. Help me here.
Clover Fire.
The Clover Fire.
Yep.
But you all spent, I mean, you all helped with over 350 animals that day or during that time period. And people seem to forget that, you know, that you all are out there. I know that your people were chasing down horses.
Yep.
You were chasing down horses that day to rescue them from that fire. Plus all the other animals you all helped. And this is one of the reasons we keep playing this is Haven Humane is more than just getting it spayed or, you know, getting the dogs fixed and the cats fixed and all this and adopting. I mean, yes, it's hugely important. But you all are out there during emergencies, and it takes a lot of time, effort, people, and money to save and to rescue like this, and this is when you all kick it in high gear.
It does, and the Clover Fire, the one thing that I do want to say about the Clover Fire, too, is, and this is kind of about animals but also about people, but, you know, if you need a lesson in defensible space, drive up towards the Clover Fire and take a look at it, because I will tell you, I was there during the fire, during the emergency, and the people that had a lot of defensible space went home to their home standing.
That's
and their
right.
animals were fine, and we could shelter them in place. And those without it, unfortunately, couldn't say that. So,
and if you didn't catch it during the fire, drive out there now. See the
can see it.
And
that's right.
You know,
stark.
We joke about the weather, and you know, but we're serious about the fact that we really need the rain. And you know, we are looking at a horrible fire season. And you know, I hate to get all serious, but you know, please get some defensible space out there, because it makes a world of difference for your home and for all your animals.
And if you have a large animal, like a horse or something like that, make sure you have a way of getting that horse out of there. I mean,
at least a plan
to get that horse or horses or cow out of an area.
If your horse has never been in a trailer, during an emergency is not the time to load your horse in a trailer for the first time. So maybe practice once or twice.
Right. Okay. You know, the thing is that this fire season is going to probably start, Bob. You say your wife works with the CAL FIRE, and they're looking at April.
Well, she actually works with the Forest Service.
Sorry.
What's going to happen this fire season is very much up in the air, but it's not going to be pretty if we don't get some water down.
That's right. We're talking about early fires, and so defensible space. Anyway, Mark, story. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Oh, thanks for having
us. It's a good way to start off the year.
Absolutely.
Haven Humane and all the good things you all do, and that people can help. And let's help our animals and help the people that take care of them out there.
Yeah, thanks for being a big part of our team, and thank you to the community too.
Even
with Rocky, you know, this dog, the community stepped up and they donated and helped pay for the treatment that we were able to give him. And the rest of that will go into that Misty Lee Fund to help out dogs like Charlie and other dogs that unfortunately, you know, need that. But, you know, the community was a huge support in 2013, and that was great. So thank you so much.
Okay. Mark. Trish.
Well, Haven Humane is just totally a great community partner.
Okay, Trish, thanks a lot. Hey, tomorrow I'll be in San Quentin. I hope I'll be back Monday. Dan Fagan will be sitting in tomorrow. He starts his shows on Monday. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you, and Happy New Year.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
His city sits smack in the middle of the bullseye of the latest winter storm to pummel the Northeast. Tom Menino is mayor of Boston.
I'm very concerned about the frigid temperature. I am urging everyone to stay indoors, check on your elderly neighbors, see homeless individuals. Call the police or emergency services.
At last check, it was snowing with temperatures in the mid-20s in Beantown, and tonight it could drop below 10 degrees. This winter storm affects a huge area from parts of Virginia all the way up into northern New England. Already, lots of flight delays and cancellations.
A lot of those out of Chicago, but also a lot spread everywhere from the D.C. area on up through New York and reaching into New England.
That's FlightAware CEO Daniel Baker. The New York Times is among newspapers calling for clemency for NSA leaker Edward Snowden.